Now today we come to the book of Job. And this book is a very remarkable book, by the way. It is the first of the poetical books. And in this series now that we're coming to, you have Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, and Lamentations. Now, you'll find in this book here, as well as these other poetic books, that the form of the content does not imply imaginative or capricious content. Neither does the term poetical here mean that it's rhythmic. Hebrew poetry is achieved by repeating an idea, which is called parallelism. Now, the dialogue in the book of Job was in poetry in that day. You've ever read the Iliad and Odyssey of Homer? You know they are examples in secular literature because that was a common practice in that day. Now, this is a remarkable book. There are some very interesting things to be said about it. Who is the author? Well, it's been suggested that Moses is the author. And others, Ezra's the author, others, Solomon, others, Job, and Elihu, who's mentioned in this book. He's one of the miserable comforters of Job, by the way. And there are those that believe that Elihu is the more likely one of the two. And I'm not sure, but what that may be true. If you note Job 32, verse 16, this man says, "When I had waited, for they spake not, but stood still and answered no more, I said, I will answer also on my part." And we find this man now speaking out, and you'd notice that he uses the term I here a great deal, which would indicate he may be the writer. Then there is something else about this book that's interesting. We do not know the author. We do not know the period that Job lived. And we do not know where he lived. Now, I know we'll come in just a few moments. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. Well, we're introduced to him, and we're going to learn a great deal about him. But honestly, the land of Uz is not known. I do not know that we could fix any particular spot. I'll be talking about that when we get to it. But the time and the place that are so essential to any other book or any other literature is not here. We do not have the time. We do not have the place. And we can suggest certain things, and we're going to do that. I would suggest that it comes from the time of the patriarchs, the length of Job's life span. He lived, you know, quite a long time, and that would indicate that this man lived in that particular time. We're told in the very end of the book, chapter 42, verse 16, "After this lived Job 140 years, and saw his sons and sons' sons, even four generations." That would place him back in that period. And then in this book, we find that Job acted as the high priest in his family. And there's no mention here of the children of Israel, so evidently it took place before they came into existence. And then Eliphaz here was a descendant from Esau's eldest son, and you find that in Genesis 36:10. There are those that like to place it back at the time of Jacob, and that could well be.